Genesis chapter 16. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian servant whose name was Hagar. Sarai said to Abram, "Look now, the Lord has prevented me from having children. Go, sleep with my servant, perhaps I may obtain children by her." And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. So Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her Egyptian servant, and gave her to Abram, her husband, to be his wife. This happened 10 years after Abram had settled in the land of Canaan. Now Abram slept with Hagar, and she became pregnant. When she saw that she was pregnant, she despised her mistress Sarai. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for this wrong done to me. I gave my servant into your embrace, and when she saw that she was pregnant, she despised me. May the Lord judge between you and me." But Abram said to Sarai, "Look, your servant is under your authority. Do to her whatever you think best." Then Sarai dealt harshly with her, so she ran away from her. The angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, the spring beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, Sarai's servant, where have you come from, and where are you going?" Then she said, "I am running away from my mistress Sarai." Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit to her authority." The angel of the Lord said to her, "I will greatly multiply your descendants so that they will not be able to be numbered." And the angel of the Lord said to her, "Look, you are pregnant and will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has listened to your affliction. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand will be against him. He will live having hostility against all his kin." So she called on the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." For she asked, "Have I really seen the one who sees me?" That is why the well was called Beer Lahairoi, that is, between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram named his son, whom Hagar bore, Ishmael. Now Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram.